With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. It's a stinging setback for the GOP. The Senate dismissed all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his lack of handling of the U.S.-Mexico border, ending its trial before arguments even began. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wasn't having it.
It doesn't make any difference whether our friends on the other side thought he should have been impeached or not. He was. And by doing what we just did, we have in effect ignored the directions of the House, which were to have a trial. We had no evidence, no procedure. This is a day that's not a proud day in the history of the Senate.
A new report shows the head of Maui's Emergency Management Agency dragged his heels about returning to the island as wildfires ripped across the island last August. It comes after a broader communication breakdown left authorities in the dark and residents without emergency alerts. Also at SRNnews.com, the world awaits and watches for what Israel's reaction will be to the Iranian missile attack. In the meantime, Cliff May with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies says to understand Iran, it's important to realize that what the country experienced in 1979 was not an Iranian, but rather an Islamic revolution. He tells Salem Radio Network, that's why to this day, Iran speaks of death to Israel and death to the United States.
It was rather that the Supreme Leader, the Supreme Leader Khomeini, Ruhollah Khomeini, wanted to establish a new Islamic empire because the Ottoman Empire had failed after the First World War.
He says it's important to realize the country went through in 1979 was not a mere Iranian revolution meant to overthrow the Shah. This is SRN News. Women are more likely than men to embrace the queer trans agenda, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new Gallup poll finds that 8.5% of females in this country identify as something other than heterosexual, compared to just 4.7% of men. Amongst women who are LGBT, the vast majority say they are bisexual. The situation intensifies within the ranks of the youngest American adults. Nearly 30% of women in Generation Z are embracing the LGBT lifestyle. Only 11% of men are doing so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court's allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on sex change operations on kids while lawsuits over the measure proceed, reversing lower courts. The justice's order allows the state to put in place a 2023 law that subjects physicians up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or sex change procedures on anyone under 18. This is SRN News. Columbia University's president denounces anti-Semitism during a congressional hearing today.
I have spent most of my time since becoming president on these issues, holding over 200 meetings with groups of students, faculty, alumni, donors, parents, some of whom are here, and 20 meetings with other university presidents to learn from each other.
Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox says college administrators need to ensure the safety of their students.
The administrations on these campuses have got to take action to do that. They collectively need to get a spine and say we're not going to tolerate anti-Semitism and we're not going to tolerate violence on our campuses.
Former President Trump meets with the president of Poland. The two have discussed their differences in opinion regarding support for Ukraine during its war with Russia, with Trump skeptical of providing more aid. More details at SRNnews.com.